Welcome back to this new episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of podcasts. Today is a special day because I'm actually recording at my desk. I don't remember when this happened last because I've developed the habit of recording in my bed. And I don't know if that's good or bad. I mean, it relaxes me, so I'm more chill when I record, but at the same time, I also feel less professional. And not like I want to be super professional, but yes, I do. I do want to be super professional. And that's actually a perfect transition into today's topic, which is therapy. I started, or let's better say restarted, therapy 2 months ago. And even though this is supposed to be a very short-lived thing, like not 50 sessions or anything like that, more like 10 sessions, and I'm nearing the end of those 10 sessions, I still feel like I'm progressing, and I want to address this topic in this episode because I think it's so important. And there are so many things running through my head because I am actually reducing my meds. The SSRI I'm taking and another one, an anti-anxiety med. And I'm feeling good. I'm feeling so much more like myself again, because I didn't realize how impactful those medications actually are. I mean, I am getting more ideas now. I'm getting more thoughts now than I used to, because sometimes I caught myself, I was so zen and I was so chill that I was hardly thinking about anything. And that sounds so weird because I'm actually a very thoughtful and creative person. And thoughtful, like literally full of thoughts, is a great way to describe myself usually. But with those medications, I felt like my inner voice was kind of muted. And that's definitely a good thing if you're in a very anxious state and if you have a lot of negative thoughts running through your head, or more like racing through your head. But on a daily basis, when you're just, you know, doing your job and trying to function and do your best at the tasks you are given, it's kind of hard if you're not really thinking. And I'm not saying I went numb or that I stopped thinking altogether. It was just like a weird feeling inside of my brain that I hadn't known before, known as quiet tranquility. Yeah, but I'm definitely coming back to my senses and to my old self, and I like it. But the reason I started therapy was exactly because I was kind of afraid of reducing my medications and of what would happen if I did, because I actually had some psychotic symptoms before, which were extremely scary and which took a toll on me a lot. And I obviously wanted to avoid them returning. Definitely wanted to avoid that. So that's why I decided to go back into therapy. And we talked about so many different topics, and I just realized, and that's why I said being professional is actually the right intro to this episode, is that I have kind of professionalized the way that I live my life, so to say, in that I have kind of found a way to disconnect from my emotions. And I'm trying to figure out if that's something that's actually the case, or if my therapist kind of pointed that out because he thinks it's true. Maybe this is a great way to reflect about it. But I do think it has to do with, you know, always having my shit together and always having my emotions together and not really feeling what I feel and not allowing myself to feel what I feel. And I've sort of become very professional in dealing with people in general. Like, I'm polite, I'm reserved, I'm, you know, to the point. At work, obviously, that's a good thing. But in my private life, it's kind of, yeah, maybe not so natural to always be less expressive than other people. And it's also not healthy to not feel your emotions. So we definitely talked about dissociation in the last session and how that relates to my past experiences and different things I've encountered in my lifetime. And I feel like if you have the right therapist, that definitely helps you think more clearly and articulate what you feel and think in a better way, it also points out certain topics to you that you haven't had in mind or that you just pushed away unconsciously or subconsciously. And it opens up a completely new way of thinking about things and observing things. And I've had some therapeutic experience before. I'm very trained when it comes to therapy, and also maybe kind of professional when it comes to that, in that I also got my bachelor's degree in psychology, so it's not like a foreign topic to me or anything. But yeah, I digress. So let's go back to the juicy things. Feeling your emotions, that's something I struggle with a lot. I'm so good at pushing them away or like not allowing them to surface, except for in very extreme moments, like when my grandpa died, for example. But that was just for a brief moment, and then I was fine again, quote unquote fine. And I saw a reel by Lewis Howes, and I'm a huge fan of his and his podcast, The School of Greatness, where he talked about emotional regulation and how it's basically the most important skill that we have. And I think that so many people who call themselves adults have never really learned to regulate their emotions properly. And I'm not excluding myself. Maybe, and that's something I learned in therapy, I'm still, you know, a 4 or 5 year old when it comes to emotional regulation, and I haven't really found a way to deal with my emotions other than to push them away and to dissociate from them. And maybe other people can relate to that. They may have different ways of regulating their emotions, like sudden bouts of aggression or depression that comes out, or other types of disorders that surface, or even physical symptoms. You know, sometimes when you push things away from yourself and you push your emotions away, they resurface as physical symptoms that you can't really pinpoint a reason for. So that's all worth taking a look at. And I've just shared my personal experiences and thoughts about this, but therapy can help you. But you should know and you should keep in mind that you are your own best therapist and you're your own best doctor, because you know yourself best. And even if you don't feel like that, and sometimes you feel like you have to rely on other people to tell you what to do, you know best. And the system that we have constructed as a society is helpful when it comes to certain things, but destructive when it comes to others. And I think things like emotional regulation that we talked about are so important and are such important skills that you don't learn at school, and that the system doesn't teach you, and it doesn't start with the basics. It covers things up and it makes you feel like there is something wrong with you when there isn't, when maybe you're still a 4 or 5 year old when it comes to your emotions, and you have to learn to let them surface and to be okay with them. But at the same time, don't let other people tell you what to feel. Don't let them tell you what to think and how to live your life, because that's not something that you should give to others. It is your life and it is your personal responsibility. And that's a beautiful thing, because that also means that you have the freedom to decide how to live your life. And I feel like this level of personal action is so important, and it's so liberating to take matters into your own hands, even though it's scary. And I'm talking to myself at this point as well, because I tend to rely on safety a lot and on the things I deem safe, but they don't really get you far. Like, they get you to the points, maybe even the outer bounds of your comfort zone, but not beyond it. So it's super important to step outside of your comfort zone and to try things that you haven't tried before. So don't let other people dictate how to live your life. Don't let your therapist dictate how to live your life and how to experience the things that you experience. But open up to the possibility that another person can add to your self-reflection and to the way that you see things, and be open to learn about yourself and about your life and about the things that you feel and think. And if you do that, of course, in a professional setting, you will grow personally and you will definitely expand your consciousness. And that's always a good thing. Unless you overdo it, which I also did at some point, and it was kind of scary. But that's a whole different story. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. I know it was a little bit of everything. I still hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please make sure to subscribe and to rate my podcast wherever you're listening. And I have a little announcement, which is that I probably am going to take a break from podcasting next week. So there will probably be no episode. Maybe I'll still record one and you'll get this as a surprise. But nonetheless, I wish you a wonderful Easter time. Have a lovely, lovely weekend and free time with your family and friends and whomever you're celebrating with. Easter is always a very special time for me because I'm Catholic, so I always connect to my faith more around this time, and it helps me reflect on what's going on with me and my faith. And I may record an episode about that either next week or the week after, and I really, really hope to catch you then. Stay tuned. Bye.